Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, yeah. Rubber Ducky.
Oh, Rubber Ducky, you're the one.
What a great song.
You make bath time lots of fun.
I bet you John didn't even watch
Rubber Ducky, I'm
Sesame Street as a kid. And if he did, he wouldn't admit it. All right, let's get to it. Bathtub Time Machine for this Eagles-Cowboys week in Big D. All right, so you know how we do. We pick something related to the team Eagles are going to play. And in this case, you know, there's so many memories, Eagles-Cowboys, both here in Philly and down in Big D. So for Bathtub Time Machine this week, we said, let's focus on Eagles-Cowboys matchups in Big D late in the season, when playoff implications abound and both teams, not one, but both teams could use the win. And with that, we go inside the bathtub time machine for the Eagles and Cowboys. All right, late season games, Eagles and Cowboys mattering to both. We start with a bad. Oh, no. Yes, we do. Because in 2009 was a weird Eagles season. It was the first year without Doc. First year without Jim Johnson, of course, had passed away. Eagles were still very good. They were 11-4 at one point. This turned out to be Donovan's last year with the Eagles. Of course, we didn't know it at the time. They're 11-4. Week 17, they traveled down to Dallas to play a 10-5 Cowboys team. If you remember the stakes of this one, they were very clear. If the Eagles win, they get to 12-4, and they're going to be the 2 seed. They're going to get a bye. They're going to have a home game in the second round of the playoffs. They're going to need one home game win in order to get to the NFC Championship game. But if they lose, they go all the way down to the wild card spot, and they're going to have to play on the road the very next week. Well, the Eagles lost.
I hated that game.
And they lost in horrendous fashion. Tony Romo, Jason Witten, Marion Barber, they just destroyed the Eagles. The Cowboys' defense annihilated Donovan McNabb. The Eagles were blown out in this game. 24-0. And it's set up, incredibly, a rematch the next week where, because the Cowboys now won the division and the Eagles were the 5 seed, and the Eagles had to play the next week and they got blown out again, 34-14. In 2 weeks, the Eagles got outscored in Big D a combined 58-14. And it all started with that loss week 17 when a lot was on the line and the Eagles came up very small. But John Ritchie, and I say this to you a lot, why are we even talking about a bad? Like, why do we even do that to ourselves?
I don't want to. You do it.
Well, I don't want to talk about the bad.
We didn't make you do that. You're choosing what to talk about. So you're going to talk good?
I want to focus on the good.
Oh, yes!
I want to focus on great Eagles memories and Big D late in the season. We start 5 years ago, 2013, year one of Chip Kelly, year one of Nick Foles. As the starter, he played a little bit in 2012. But Foles gets in there, he's doing some stuff. The Snow Bowl game, he's on the cover of Sports Illustrated. Nick Foles, what? Yeah. Late in the season, week 17, Eagles gearing up for a game versus Dallas with a playoff seed on the line. It's very simple. Win, and you're in. Lose, and you're out. And who was out? Tony Romo was out. Replaced by Kyle Orton.
Kyle Orton!
Before that game began. So it was Foles, Orton. And it was all on the line. And the Eagles, on a Sunday night, with Nick Foles, with LeSean McCoy going for a 131. Brent Celek, 5 catches, 71 yards, and a touchdown. And late in the game, Kyle Orton dropped back. The Cowboys down 2. Short field for Dallas. They only need about 25, 30 yards for a pretty easy field goal.
Thought it was over.
And in steps who, James Seltzer?
Brandon Boykin.
Well, it was actually like Kyle Orton just threw the ball behind his receiver.
Right to him.
And he threw it right to Brandon Boykin. Brandon Boykin picked it off, slid down, and the Eagles clinched the division in a playoff berth in year one. That was a good late-season win by the Eagles in Dallas. But like a good Ginzu commercial. But wait.
There's more.
There's more, James Seltzer. There is. Because to me, what this game has to feel of, the similarities are striking, is the 2006 matchup between the Eagles and Dallas Cowboys. When the Birds on Christmas Day, an 8-6 Eagles team versus a 9-5 Cowboys team. Let's remember why the similarities are similar. Because the Eagles had been 5-6 that year. What was the Eagles' record last week, John Rich? Before the Eagles won that game last week, what was their record?
5-6.
5-6.
It's not 2006,
It's Joe. Not 2006. But they looked like they were on life support. Looked like they were near dead. Donovan was out. Garcia was in there. And at 5-6, Eagles attacked on a win. They got a win. Then they got another win. Then they got another win. And they got to 8-6. And they played on Christmas Day, the Dallas Cowboys, with Jeff Garcia. Andy, what did he do down the stretch that Doug seems like he's doing? Committed to running the football. Now, you had a supreme back in Brian Westbrook in his prime. But you had an Eagles team coming together down the stretch. 10-0 start to start that game. T.O. with a TD for the Cowboys. But then David Akers, a couple field goals in the second half, three on the day. Quentin Michael, you'll remember this, a huge goal line stand. Quentin Michael chopping down. It was probably Marion, but I don't know who it was. Probably Barber.
I feel like it was Barber.
And the Eagles rose up on Christmas Day with a 23-7 win to get so close to that playoff berth that the next week they secured. And walking off the field that day, Eagles quarterback Jeff Garcia, he said what?
Hey, Philadelphia, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm here to tell you that on Sunday, the Eagles will harken back to 2006, a team that we believed was dead at 5-6. But no, it ain't over. And this Sunday, the Eagles in Dallas will defeat the Dallas Cowboys. You can book it in the bathtub time machine. Thank you very much.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.